How well does the story of Mushishi live up to the vibes it produced from its soundtrack? A question that we hinted at on our last episode. Now, we answer that question. What's up, everybody? It's Chuck West, and welcome back to another episode of the Anime Storytelling Show, formerly known as the Anime Storytelling Podcast. A very special welcome to our first-time listeners. This is the show in which we discuss how anime music, and everything else in between inspires us to tell great stories. If you tuned in with us last week, you remember the music that was playing just a moment ago as the Sore Feet song, which is the opening theme song to the anime Mushishi. For the first time listeners, we'll get you guys up to speed. Last week, we were talking about how the vibes of a story, in this case, we're talking about the soundtrack and the music you hear in the background, can really offer insight into the feel of a story, what the story is going to be about, and what the story is meant to be ultimately. Last week, I decided to check out a bunch of different anime opening themes, and I stumbled upon this one, the opening song to Mushishi, which you just heard. And I drew a couple conclusions about it, about the show and the story, that is, just by listening to this theme song. I decided that the show was going to be very calm, very emotional, also very deep and poetic in a sense. You can hear more about my thoughts on it last week by checking out last week's episode, but to be more now in the moment, I finally did check out an episode of Mushishi, and the vibes that you hear on that opening theme song capture the story real well, or at least what the story is so far. I don't want to spoil too much for you, but just imagine having the superpower of being able to draw things on a page, and whatever you draw comes to life. I'm sure there are many anime and manga artists who have already felt this way, but even if you're not a drawing artist, it'd be a pretty cool superpower, right? Just draw something and then it becomes real in the physical world. But oftentimes, when we have special powers or special abilities, they're not often understood, at least not by everybody. And this appears to be the trials and tribulations of a boy named Shinra, a kid who was featured in the first episode of Mushishi. With his power to draw things that come to life as soon as he draws them, his grandmother doesn't really seem to be happy for him in his power. In fact, she pities him, feels sorry for him, saying things like, "poor child," and telling him to not use his power at all, for fear that it might cause problems, for fear that if he draws something and it comes to life and it's something vicious, it could be a danger to him, it could be a danger to anyone nearby, or if that fully animated drawing that came to life got into other neighborhoods and villages, it could be a problem for them. We often see this happen in superhero movies, even in shows like X-Men, mutants who were misunderstood, someone who has a power that is misunderstood. I mean, X-Men is an anime, but I'm sure we're all familiar. Or powers are just used for the wrong purpose, if we Go back into anime world, think of Akira. Tetsuo was given a great power after that bike accident. Unfortunately, he used it to do some pretty ruthless stuff. Made for a good movie, but it was evil. But the music you heard from the opening theme to Mushishi, once again called the Sore Feet Song, suggests more of a peaceful, calm vibe, nothing too crazy, and it pretty much hit it on the head. Mushishi, the first episode, although there were some occurrences of the supernatural and the out of the ordinary, the energy really wasn't hardcore and brutal like the story of Akira, or to properly pronounce it, Akira. The violence and gore and I'm gonna kick your ass attitude of Tetsuo and Kaneda is not reflected in Shinra and the other characters in Mushishi. Rather, it's more of a quiet, sometimes peaceful, sometimes sad vibe. As we go deeper into the episode, we find out the truth about Shinra's grandmother. Some things that she went through during her childhood in an attempt to help her family. She was met with bad luck. Not just bad luck, but sad luck. Again, I don't want to spoil too much, but think of it this way. When you go out of your way to help your family, and you lose something precious in the process, it's pretty normal to feel sad about it, to feel a sense of loss, a sense of longing. And while this opening theme song isn't too sad, it's slow and peaceful and calm enough. I've said peaceful like 500 times now. But it's slow and calm enough to not stray too far from the idea that sadness can occur. Even in this peaceful place where Shinra lives, sadness can, has, and will occur. People will lose things that are precious to them. People will gain things that are precious to them. It's a long journey. That's probably why the theme song was called the Sore Feet Song. Kind of fitting. When you're walking on a long journey, you get sore. People can grow sore from their journey. When bad things happen, we can become sore emotionally. And that's what happened to Shinra, his grandmother, and we'll see how the story plays out. Remember, Mushishi has 26 episodes. I've only seen one. But I'm glad I chose this anime based on the vibe that this song gave. I'm so used to the kick-ass vibe of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, Akira, or the really dark vibes like Death Note, or even Serial Experiments Lane. You guys remember that one? Serial Experiments Lane? Check it out. If you love computers, check it out. And this is something that I was talking about last time, where this is really a break from the craziness. It's more of a calm down vibe. That's the kind of vibe we get from songs like this. And I wanted to use this time to reiterate how important it is to give a vibe that communicates accurately and on an emotional level what your story is and can be about. Are you trying to kick back and be chill? Are you trying to live a quiet life? Are you trying to maintain the peace between you and your family? Are you living out by the forest? I'm guessing most of you aren't, but some of you probably live in the suburbs or have been to the burbs, or maybe you've been to park reserves and forests. You'll definitely be feeling that kind of vibe when you hear this music and when you see this show. Any anime or manga artist, I would highly recommend this show. Because again, the superpower of drawing things and having them come to life, I mean, that's right up our alley. So once again, what kind of message do you want to send to your listeners and your viewers? What kind of vibe do you want to give? And how will you communicate that? Will it be with music? Will it be with your choice of words? Will it be with your character personas? I hope it'll be with all of these things. But all of these things individually should be strong enough such that if we were to hear or see only one of them, only one of these elements of your story, then we could immediately draw a conclusion about the kind of ride that we're in for, the kind of ride that we want to go on. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.